This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday,
motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday.
Taryn and Danny, wow. They're jumping. I was going to say so sweetly next to each other, but then Danny came over here and kind of roared me. They were hugging and jumping. It was actually a little precious.
Yeah. We're doing the blue-green Friday thing, you know?
There's like the notebook version of Beat Mig.
So they're going to die?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Spoiler alert. Let's get to Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. Old Man Kenny, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Oh, well, are we sure?
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah, are you all right, Old Man Kenny?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just I just wondered real quick. You asked me something 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago. I ain't going to remember it. I'm 64 coming up here, but you asked me anything about 30 years ago, I'm all over it. And then real quick, too, Steve, sometimes these questions, it just blows me away. His first two answers aren't even in the stratosphere. And then
yes.
The third one, he nails it. And it's like, I don't know if he's pulling out of your anus, his anus, somebody's anus. I think there needs to be a cavity search.
Kenny, that's how I warm my brain up. I just start throwing anything out there, just throw it against the wall. And then hopefully at some point the brain clicks and then I get the answer.
And I really don't want to search anything. Thank you.
You got a great mind. I'm going to give it the old college try here, but I ain't promising nobody nothing.
That's all right, Kenny. I'm excited to play you.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Let's go.
We're all rooting for you, Old Man Kenny.
I kind of am, too.
For those playing at home, Old Man Kenny does have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I think so.
What is the name of the snowman in Frozen?
Frosty.
No.
Iceman.
No.
Pass.
What donut chain added a Halloween munchkin bucket to their menu?
Dunkin'.
Correct. Which hormone regulates the sleep cycle in humans?
Pheromone?
No.
Pass.
Iron Maiden had the 80s song 2 Minutes to What?
Midnight?
Correct. The only starting quarterbacks to win Super Bowls with 2 different teams are Tom Brady and who?
Steve Young?
No.
Joe Montana?
No.
Brett Favre?
No. Your Atlas bone is located where?
Atlas bone. Leg, arm.
No, neck. No. Did you say neck?
Yeah.
Yes. Who co-stars alongside Hugh Grant in the late 90s romantic comedy Notting Hill?
Hugh Grant. Pass.
What reptile is known for the ability to change its body color?
A chameleon.
Correct. Okay, Old Man Kenny, you got 4 right.
Yeah.
You got to 8 questions, so, you know, I think it's... Is it better than you thought you were going to do?
Actually, kind of, sort of. Again, anything current, I'm not too sharp on. But again, 30 years ago.
Honestly, it's better than I thought you were going to do. So,
wow, Sarah, throwing shade.
No, it wasn't.
That's why I love you.
See, it wasn't shade. It was opposite of shade. He did better than I thought.
There are just a couple of negative Nancys over there.
Yeah, rude.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
They were hitting me hard, Steve. No, I'm teasing.
Yes!
Love him. What is the name of the snowman in Frozen?
Olaf.
Correct. What donut chain added a Halloween munchkin bucket to their menu?
Let's go with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Which hormone regulates the sleep cycle in humans?
Melatonin.
Wow, correct. Iron Maiden had the 80s song 2 Minutes to What?
Midnight.
Yes. The only starting quarterbacks to win Super Bowls with two different teams are Tom Brady and who?
Damn, that's what's his face? Eli's brother. Peyton Manning.
Correct. Your Atlas bone is located where?
Can't say anything.
Wow.
I don't know. The back?
No.
The leg?
No.
The arm?
No. Who co-stars alongside Hugh Grant in the late 90s romantic comedy Notting Hill?
I don't know. Kira Sedgwick?
No.
Anne Hathaway?
Ooh, yeah. No.
Oh. Drew Barrymore.
No. What reptile is known for the ability to change its body color?
Chameleon.
Yes. How many months end in the letter Y?
10?
No.
9?
No.
6?
No. That's nice, but no. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a win, 6-4. Sorry, old man Kenny. It wasn't...
Hey. Good game. Good game, Kenny.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really enjoy the mornings with y'all.
Aww. We appreciate
thanks,
you, man.
Kenny.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
One that I didn't give it to you. Your atlas bone is located. You said back. It's in the neck.
It's part of the spine.
So I wouldn't.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of part of the spine?
No.
I know. You can't say the whole back, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's near the neck.
It is. It really is a neck.
I won, so I don't care.
And then, yeah, it doesn't matter. And then how many months? And then the letter Y, you were way off. Only 4.
Only 4.
Yeah. I don't even want to ask if you can name them because I know you can't.
Well, I start in my head. I'm like January, February. I don't know, 10.
Must be a lot of them.
Like, I'm done trying.
Then you go to March and it's like, oh, wait, no. Well, congrats, Steve, on beating old man Kenny.
KISW presents Disturbed, the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour on May 5th at Climate Pledge Arena. And all week long, we've been giving out code words for you to text for a shot at winning tickets to that show. So be listening today at 8:50 because right after Beat Migs at that time, we're going to give you this morning's code word. You can get all the details at KISW.com. We have a very simple question for you, Rockaholics. We need you to call right now, though, 206-803-ROCK, and we promise it is simple. It is not dirty. We just want your thoughts on something. So give us a ring right now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Someone recently assembled a list of the things that celebrities took with them to the grave.
Okay.
Here are a few examples. Bela Lugosi took a Dracula cape.
Now that makes sense because he was like, was he like the original Dracula way back in the day on like Count Dracula?
Yes, sir.
And what is that song? Bela Lugosi's Dead or Lugosi's Dead? Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Here, back in the day, kids, there was a song. Was it by the Smiths or something like that, I think?
I don't even know.
Bela Lugosi's Dead. Yeah, it was.
By Bauhaus.
Bauhaus. Okay, yeah.
That's the jam, huh?
Oh, yeah. You don't remember this classic song right here?
Ooh. White on white, trash and some black capes.
You know, I'm a big fan of Bauhaus, but not this song. This is like, is this like their biggest hit?
Is it?
Oh, Lugosi's. Lugosi, it sounded lucky. This has got like over 4 million views, guys. Get on my level.
No.
A couple other items that celebrities took with them to the grave. Bob Marley, a red Gibson Les Paul guitar, and some weed.
A bag of weed. Okay, that's pretty awesome.
Ronnie Van Zant from Lynyrd Skynyrd, his favorite fishing pole, and his go-to Texas Hatter's hat. Frank Sinatra, a flask of Jack Daniels. Did you know that Dimebag is buried with an Eddie Van Halen guitar?
He is, and he's in a Kiss casket.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question.
It's the simple question.
And we're going to ask that question to Chuck in Stanwood. Chuck, what are you taking to the grave?
My cats.
Are they alive?
No. I have several cats that have died over the years.
Okay.
And they're buried around my yard. One's underneath the tree in the front yard. The other one's buried by our fire pit because she really liked to crawl up real close to our fireplace.
So you're going to dig them up and put them in the casket with you?
Or are you just going to be buried in your backyard too?
Yeah, either or. Somebody else will have to do the digging up because I'll be dead.
Well, hopefully you pick someone that you don't like having to do that. Cause I thought maybe they were like, you know, cremated because, you know, we had like Lucy when she passed cremated.
Oh, sure.
Like maybe, oh, you put the ashes in there with you, but dig them up and throw them in the casket with me.
I mean, I guess I could have a little sprinkle of my dog Kona in the grave with me. That'd be okay with
what
me.
What would you want to go in the grave with?
Well, I don't want to go to the grave. I just want to be, I want to be cremated or composted.
Okay, well, way to make this conversation more difficult. I mean, that's just for funsies. You were put in a casket, Taryn Daly. What would you want to go in, into the earth with?
My pom-poms from high school.
Your pom-poms?
I have no idea.
Would they be on your hand?
Yes.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yes, a good strong grip.
Would you be in a cheer position?
Of course.
It's like your foot's coming out of the casket?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'll be so flexible at that point, you could just put my leg in a high kick.
Oh, my gosh.
Mine, I was trying to think of like, okay, you know, I could do something like hockey-related, music-related, or anything like that. And this is kind of, I don't know if it's cheesy, and I'd have to run it by the daughter to make sure she'd be okay with it. But I kind of want to be buried with her Stuffy, the Frosty the Snowman stuffed animal.
What if that's her answer, though? Like, she eventually
she
wants to be...
She doesn't even use it anymore.
Oh.
But, like, that reminds me of such a fun time where, like, that was her first, like, thing that she carried around everywhere, and I thought it was just so adorable. You know, we got a backup. I could just take the backup one. I'm okay with that.
Smart move having a second one.
Oh, yeah. Once I realized that she was obsessed with this thing for, like, about a year, she went everywhere with it. I'm like, well, going on Amazon, I'm buying another, and... It was hard to find one. I ended up paying way more for the second one, like $30-something for like this $10 stuffy stuffed animal. And so I think I want to go in the grave with that.
That's cute.
I think that'd be kind of like a fun way to like be like, you know what? I love you, daughter. I'm going to take this with me.
Let me know how that conversation with her goes someday.
Right?
Okay, I'll record it tonight.
The Seahawks play this Sunday morning in Atlanta, and rookie tight end A.J. Barner recently scored his very first touchdown with the team. Super excited for him, and we're going to chat with A.J. from the Seahawks at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Blue Friday, Rockaholics. We
yes.
are counting down the mere minutes until the Seahawks take on the Atlanta Falcons this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And we've got Seahawks tight end number 88 on the phone right now. Good morning, A.J. Barner.
Good morning.
AJ, so you guys played 3 games in 11 days. I mean, that's a total grind. It had to feel good to have a few extra days to kind of maybe rest the body, kind of readjust. And tell us what that's like to play that many games in such little time.
Yeah, no, definitely nice to have a couple days off. But yeah, it can be a challenge mentally and physically when you play that many games in a row. But I feel like it's an experience that our team can grow from and be better prepared for the next time we have a stretch like that.
How are you feeling right now after a rough 3 games, obviously, but you guys battling through some adversity? Who do you feel like on the team has been standing out as like a person that keeps the team motivated, keeps you guys going, keeps you guys focused?
I feel like as an offense, your quarterback has to do that. So Gino, he's done a great job of that. Just making sure that we're locked in, keeping a positive vibe, and just making sure that we know that, you know, we're still the same team that started out 3-0.
Man, it's been fun, especially the last couple of games, to watch how you and him seem to be locking in. And I see a lot of articles being written about how, like, a lot of people talk about the, you know, rating the rookie class. And they're like, A.J. Barner's just been stepping up. And just, I mean, all the catches you've had, you had your touchdown as well. Are you feeling like, oh, man, I'm definitely vibing working with Gino, this offense? It just seems like everything is just growing for you.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like really happy that I'm here. Really think it's a great opportunity for myself. But the biggest thing I think is just not getting complacent, not just being happy with having a catch or two a game and playing well. Like, I really want to take it to the next level and help the team however I can. At the end of the day, too, like, we got to win. So
yep.
That's my biggest concern, is just making sure that we win whenever we play. So, but yeah, everything's going good.
We're talking with Seahawks tight end number 88, A.J. Barner. So, A.J., in the actual animal kingdom, hawks are typically larger and stronger than falcons. Are we going to channel some of that animal kingdom action to the game on Sunday?
Got to. I think, yeah, Seahawks are definitely better than Falcons, right? So.
Also, I want to point out the Falcons, they only have 5 sacks on the year, which is less than 1 sack per game. And we're talking about Geno and, you know, keeping him protected. Do you think that we're going to, you know, keep him nice and safe and sound on Sunday?
For sure. I think they have very capable pass rushers, Matt Judon, to name one of them. But, yeah, I feel like we can do definitely a better job of keeping Geno protected. And I think the run game can definitely help that. We need to pick it up in that area, and I think we have a good plan and the right guys to be able to do that. So I think the combination of both those two things should be a good plan for us.
And AJ, this might be a silly question, but we've never had a chance to chat with you, and you won a national championship with Michigan, and I remember when you first got drafted, you showed off the ring, and I was all fired up. I was like, yeah, man, I love this guy's vibe. And then I started reading the comments, and I forgot, oh, yeah, you guys beat the Huskies, and there were so many Huskies fans that are so conflicted because they're Seahawks fans, but you were part of the team that crushed all their hopes. What was that like for you?
I felt the exact same way. I did that just because I was wearing it on draft day. We had just gotten them, and then I literally forgot that that was the case. But then I've kind of just learned, like, honestly, do you. Some people are going to be upset. Some people are going to love it. And at the end of the day, like, who cares? They can deal with it.
AJ, you grabbed that first career touchdown versus Detroit. That was your first trip back to Michigan, about 40 miles from where you played in college. Do you think that that was the exact right time and place for your first career touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, definitely a really cool Monday Night Football, being back in Michigan, and just getting the first one out of the way. Like, you kind of have nerves about maybe your first catch in the NFL or your first touchdown, so it's always nice to have that. And I feel like the people in Michigan kind of know what I can bring to the table, but it's a good reminder that of what I can do in the receiving game, because I feel like at Michigan and coming out in the draft, you know, people really just thought of me as a blocker. So to have a touchdown there was definitely definitely really cool.
Did you keep the touchdown ball, and if so, do you have it on display?
Yeah, they did give it to me. It's just at my house right now. But yeah, hopefully many more to come. So first one's cool, but hopefully I'll have plenty of those one day.
Oh, man, I know, I can't speak for every Seahawks fan, but I feel like I think most people would agree. It's been a lot of fun just watching you already in your rookie year. I think we're looking forward to seeing many, many more touchdowns from you.
Yes, sir. Can't wait to do that.
Well, we can't wait to see you just absolutely destroy the Falcons this weekend. Big Battle of the Birds on Sunday. Safe travels over to the East Coast, AJ, and we look forward to watching the game.
Sounds good. That's good. Thanks for having me on here.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go, Hawks. I'm excited. Happy Blue Friday, everyone.
Hell yeah. Friday morning. Let's go. I'm Friday morning. Sunday morning.
Yes, baby.
Currently
yes.
Friday morning. The game is Sunday morning.
Migs, do you think that you could write a song in 2 minutes?
I don't have enough time just speaking English in 2 minutes. You think? I don't know. She's the knuckle biter. Taryn's the knuckle biter.
That has the potential to be a real toe tapper.
Thank you.
There is a huge rock star,
Apologies to the prodigy.
One of the biggest rock stars of all time, who shared that one of his biggest hits was written in just 2 minutes.
I always love stories like this because it's like these songs that live on forever, but they took like seconds to make or
just
minutes to make.
Just a blip.
Yeah.
Well, he's not the only artist that has done this. You're going to hear what song it is after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.